Yes, it's a drop-in space. It gives youth and teens a place to go after school and into the evenings. And it also helps us have those more challenging conversations with them. Often we say that youth come in to, you know, play some badminton or grab a snack or, you know, for a special activity that they want to do that's fun. But then what we end up with is youth who are coming back to us to talk about building their resume, to talk about where they want to go to school, to talk about home challenges that they're having. We have youth coming in who are experiencing homelessness. We have youth who are coming in who don't have access to proper food and hygiene. We have youth who need those supports and need those resources beyond just the, you know, come in and have some fun and engage with community, which is so important for youth who may not have that. And there's this deeper layer that we get into with a lot of the youth who are going through mental health struggles, who are dealing with anxiety, who are coming out of the last, you know, 4 or 5 years of COVID and turbulence and economic problems that we don't necessarily think of how that's affecting the youth and how they're growing up, but they've grown up with that for 5 years or longer. And so how can we provide them with that one-on-one support in a low barrier way?